This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How's it feel? That's right. And happy Thursday to all of you wonderful people in Kansas City. Happy Thursday to Bob Fesco, to Mac Morey. Hell, give it to Steven Spector. Happy Thursday to you as well.
Oh, he's out of town, so he's having a happy Thursday. I'll tell you what.
I'm ready for today.
Are you? You were more excited about coming in today and watching the carnage of Mac melting down than the actual game last night?
I'm not trying to advocate that I'm here to watch full anarchy of Mac Morey.
Oh.
That's not what I'm here to see. I'm here to watch what I think will be a very entertaining show today because it's just so damn perfect sometimes in life. And I know we're going to dive into it a lot today. Hey, by the way, the Royals won again.
Hey, that's good.
That's 14 of their last 16 games they've won.
Winning. Judging by the text line, though, from Vern's show, they might as well have lost that game last night.
Yeah, there's a lot of positivity being thrown Vern's way.
Oh, my God.
A lot of, hey, it's okay. Keep bad teams losing. So I guess some people, it's just not good enough.
Not good enough. And if you're in one of those people that beating the White Sox isn't good enough, go find something else to do with your time because you suck.
Man, the half and half.
I mean, seriously, like you're a baseball nerd.
People upset that they're just winning against bad teams?
Must have been because I looked at the text line from Vern last night. Don't listen to the haters, Vern. It's wins. Mm. Don't listen to the haters, Vern. Like, who's hating on the Royals
right
now?
Are they mad at Bobby Witt Jr. when he hits a home run off of a bad pitcher?
They are.
He didn't do that off skeins, man.
Should have done that off of Scooble. Doesn't count. Yeah. It's off the White Sox. Guy's going to be in AAA next week. Doesn't matter. Nope. Doesn't count. Not going to do it.
So, and I mean, look, I thought my jury duty story was going to make it today. It may not. It may not make it.
Hey, you can save that for tomorrow, right?
That's a good one.
Whenever
that's
you want.
A good one for tomorrow we can get to, yeah.
But last night, man.
Because you may not be the only one in that category,
dude,
I'll tell you that
you
right
find
now.
This, did you check out
well,
some
I,
stuff
I
on
was
this?
I was telling Jen about it because she's got jury duty coming up, but she's on the Kansas side.
Is her real name Jennifer?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I told her to look in, but Kansas is run by adults, as we know.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Just look at the mayor's situation right now. Can't even keep restaurants happy. How's that going for you, Al?
Oh, Lord. So if you guys are lost in this, the listeners I'm talking to, Mac is a hardcore Celtics fan, hardcore NBA fan, has NBA TV, could tell you probably six deep at least on every single roster in the NBA. Give me the starting five for the Denver Nuggets.
Go.
Michael Kiki Porter Vanderway. Jr., Christian Brown, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and depending on the five they want to play, they'll go either Watson or Russell Westbrook.
Are you looking at a box score?
No, he's not.
The game?
who are the three best players for the Houston Rockets?
Jalen Green, Alperen Şengün, and Fred VanVleet.
And then you've got Bob Fesco, who is a gigantic Knicks fan.
Huge.
Who had the window shut to basketball. Bob named me two players on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
SGA.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Okay. Yeah. So, and I get to sit back because here we are. Mr. Basketball himself brought him back to Kansas City to do this show, put my loud ass in here for situations like this. And guys, we got this yesterday. I think. I don't know why it's not working. Binkley must have done something with his computer.
Binkley was looking at the wrong websites again. Huh?
Apparently.
Apparently.
Who wins? Does Boston cover 10.5?
Yeah, I honestly, I was doom and gloom a little bit yesterday. I've had time to think about this and what I just mentioned, some of those stats for the. I think the Celtics are going to get a big win tonight.
See, I'm gonna say the Celtics win just because I want reverse osmosis going on here and the Knicks to hear this.
Damn you, Bob.
Damn it. Some guy in Kansas City said you're not going to win. Oh, no. So we better go win. No, so I think Boston does win tonight.
Yeah. Covers the points or no?
Yeah, there's a lot of garbage time.
That is a good point.
Thank you.
But you think it's a assertive win.
Yeah, I feel like it's a 7-10 point win by Boston, and a 7-10 point type of win that never feels close for the Knicks. That's just my feeling going into this one. Like again, they're still the defending champs. It's like betting against Patrick Mahomes. You're stupid if you do, right,
fellas? How are we feeling this morning?
Well, I mean, it was feeling pretty good for a while. I mean, when they took the first three off the board for the Knicks at the beginning of the game, I'm like, okay, this is not going to go in their favor tonight. And then, you know, you've got the opportunity for, you know, the Boston Celtics to lead. Boston has led for 81 minutes and 4 seconds of this series. The Knicks have led for 12 minutes and 15 seconds. I don't think the Knicks had a lead until about a minute to go last night in that game, and then ended up winning because, again, coaching, then that guy on the sidelines, Joe Montana or whatever his name is, that guy's ass. I mean, there is no other way to say it. The head coach of the Boston Celtics is hot ass. And I mean,
you can't disagree more with you.
25 of 100 now of shooting the 3-point shot.
That's
in two
on Joe.
Consecutive games. That's on Joe.
Wide open threes.
12 seconds to go in a game. You don't call a timeout when you have one remaining. You're taking that home and using that to
Absolutely.
Buy Dunkin' Donuts.
Is
he trading his timeout for a dozen Dunkin'? I mean, like, what's he doing with that extra timeout? Is he keeping that in his back pocket and saving it
I
for good?
Agree with
like
that.
My grandmother who saved all her clothes for good and then died and all the clothes still had tags on them. Like, what are we doing? What are we saving for good for timeouts? And then, oh, not only did you not call a timeout, you ran the exact same play. You ran the prior possession, and the Knicks were ready for it and shoved it right in your face. It's coaching. He sucks. He is an absolute train wreck as a coach. This is a big game situation. That guy blows chunks, and the Boston Celtics ought to fire his ass. That guy is a criminal coach on the sidelines right now, and he's costing his team the opportunity to win games, and so is his analytic department, and any analytic department out there that starts costing teams the ability to win games should be blown up. Analytic departments are scams. They're money grabs. That's all they are. And we're watching it right now. We're watching it right now. They continue to shoot the 3-point shot when it's not working.
We shot more twos in the fourth quarter, too.
10 of 40 from shooting the 3-point shot last night. That's making one out of every four. There's no reason. I don't know what they were for two. Drive inside.
We did.
Go inside. Get the ball inside. Stop shooting 43-point shots in a game. That's a lot of 3-point shots in a game. It's not working. You're 25 of 100. That's coaching. Stop shooting the three. But some nerd upstairs is going, continue to shoot the three. It's all going to even itself out.
The Celtics didn't have a field goal percentage below 36.5 in any game this season or in the Orlando season. So far against the Knicks. Game one, 35%. Game two, 36. Without hyperbole, these two shooting performances are the worst of the season. This is not an anomaly. This is not unprecedented. This is mind-boggling what we are watching, and it has no toll on Joe Mazzulla at all. Bob, these are wide-open shots. These are wide open threes.
Tell your team, you got to tell you, but so what? If they're not hitting them, that's where the coach has to say, all right, this isn't working. If Patrick Mahomes was going out there and airmailing Travis Kelce and throwing him in the dirt to Rashee Rice, Andy Reid's going to go, all right, something's not working today. We've got to get to plan B. The problem
City blames Matt Nagy.
Oh, Matt Nagy's fault. That's right. It's Nagy's fault.
I love that analogy. I'll play off that later.
Kind of,
yeah. But they'll blame Nagy because,
Zumwalt's fault. The players don't hit.
Yeah, that's right. It's Zumi's fault, yeah, that the players don't hit. But when you're in a situation as a head coach, if something isn't working in your building, in your office, anywhere, and you're the head coach, you're the manager, you're the boss of that situation, you got to pause things and say, hey, guys, things aren't working right now. Let's readjust. Let's have a plan B. Here's what we're going to do. bag the three-point shot. Let's work on getting it inside. Let's take the easy shots. Let's go inside and shoot the ball from a high percentage area on the floor, and let's score some buckets. Let's gain some confidence. There's none of that. That guy is an empty suit on the sidelines, okay? that Mottola guy, he stands over there and he looks in the sky and he's thinking about the Red Sox playing tonight. And Mike Vrabel's there. He's probably getting an autograph.
So does Homer Simpson get credit for why the Knicks are winning then?
Not so much. Maybe. I guess you could give him credit because he kept this team in it. They're down 20, man. Like, you're down 20 in two games on the road. And they kept showing highlights of him talking to his team and some of the stuff that he's saying.
He's
hey, one possession, one time. The hair is pretty bad.
He gels it.
I know.
That's what I'm
If you're
he gels those three straight.
Yeah.
And combs it.
A nice
let
brush.
Let it go.
Oh, yeah.
Let it go.
It is time to let it go. Maybe
that's who CeeDee Lamb was waving to.
Yeah. Hey, let that hair go up there. But they show him in the huddle talking and keeping his team calm. I do. I think you're a reflection of your leadership, man. And so, if you're going to give these coaches credit for when teams win, you've got to give them credit for when teams lose. And what bothers me about this guy is that there just doesn't appear to be a plan B. And the two games that I've watched, you know, with this guy coaching in playoff type situations, he's looked like a frozen man on the sidelines that didn't know what to do when things gone wrong. He just doesn't seemingly have a plan B. Or if he does and they're not listening to him, that's a problem too.
Mac, how you feeling about your guys' chances going into the game three at 2:30?
I mean,
are you like really doom and gloom now?
I mean, I'm pretty doom and gloom. I'm disgusted with my team, and not with Joe Mazzulla, with the players. This is on the players. These are wide open shots.
Yeah.
And we did adjust. We shot a lot less three pointers last night,
which is 20 weird.
Less. Not one Celtic has more than two field goals in the fourth quarter,
which is weird too. Because you figured you'd have a really big advantage. Why is this
computer not playing?
Binkley.
Yeah, they don't have Larry Bird walking through that door. Okay.
No, they've got the sixth leading scorer in playoff history for the Celtics. That's Jason Tatum. He'll be fifth. He'll be actually fourth after this playoffs is over. So, yeah, they've got Larry Bird's son, Jason Tatum.
If Jason Tatum could show up at any point, didn't know that this series has started.
Tatum, man.
Is he playing?
I mean,
he had a lot of rebounds last night.
Yeah, great job, buddy. Yeah. Great job. Five assists. It's awesome, bro.
Where are we at, JT?
It's insane. I don't know, but good job by the Knicks, I think, for a lot of it. But also, he's afraid to shoot. He doesn't look himself. This is a guy who scored at least 35 points in three straight games against.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What was the second best defense for all of the NBA last series against
the
Magic?
Can I ask you a question? Is he a free agent at the end of the season?
Oh, no.
No, he just signed a huge max deal.
He's locked.
Okay.
Yeah, the dude's locked
Is he
tradable if they like Jaylen? But what if Jaylen Brown is the reason they come back and tie? Let's say.
Who's been bad, too?
Right. Yeah. Nobody's been good for the Knicks. Porzingis was okay last night.
What's going on with him, though, man?
He's just a weird player, man.
The sickness is not. Yeah, we don't know what's going on. He gave us a nice spurt in the second half.
I thought he was pretty good last night.
He had a good 5-minute spurt, but again, you didn't see him again.
Yeah.
Well, recharge your batteries, boys, because we're going to continue this conversation on the other side, because Saturday at 2:30 should be electric.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.